Hayem Yem Yudalad Odasheni, which is the day of Purim. The Kriyas HaMegillah, when we read the Megillah Kerim, we read in chapter Ches, Posek Yudalef, we say, Laharoig Ula'abed, and then we repeat, V'laharoig Ula'abed. And then again, in chapter Tes, Posek Beis, V'ish Le'omad Bifneihem, and then we repeat, and we say, V'ish Le'omad Lifneihem. The first time with a Beis, and the second time with a lamed. So on this, there are different traditions. Whether the word is laharoig ulabed or vilaharoig ulabed. So there were many customs. Some said laharoig ulabed, and then we repeat again, vilaharoig ulabed. And then there were others who said laharoig, vilaharoig, and then ulabed. And then the same thing is with regards to bifnehem and lifnehem, with a beis or with a lamed. So the Rebbe determines that our minig is that we do repeat laharoig ulabed, and we say again, vilaharoig ulabed. And then v'ishle omad bifnehem, and then we repeat v'ishle omad lifnehem. So here we have a tradition from Rabbi Yankiv Lando, who says that when he read the Megillah for the Rebbe Rashab, the Rebbe Rashab told him, we do not repeat. And the same thing was when he read the Megillah for the Friedrich Rebbe. Incidentally, he adds one point, which is important to know, that the Friedrich Rebbe instructed him that he should make the afterbracha, Haroves Rivenu, even when there is no minyan. Because it says in the Siddur, and it says in Shulchan Aruch, that this afterbracha, we only say with a minyan. If we say it individually, we do not say it with Shem Umalchus. So the Rebbe relates to this, and he says, it seems to him that there was a change. The Friedrich Rebbe, first there was a minig that we don't repeat it, and then he said we do repeat it, because when I, the Rebbe says about himself, when I read it and I did repeat, the Friedrich Rebbe made a motion of approval. And then when it came to the broche, he also approved that I should say the broche after the reading of the Megillah, even if there was no minyan. The Rebbe just emphasizes that after the reading of the Megillah, I didn't have a chance to ask about the change, but it seems very clearly that there was a change. Ba'amiris ha'igeres hazeis, when we say the words ha'igeres hazeis, meaning this letter, we say it once, and then later on it says that Mordechai and Esther sent out the letter again. So it says, Igeres HaPurim Azois HaShenis, this letter he sent them out the second time. Menani Imes HaMegillah, we have to shake the Megillah when we refer to this letter. This seems very obvious that we're talking about this Megillah, so we shake this Megillah as if this is what we're talking about. Then in Shishanas Yankiv, Nusach Shishanas Yankiv, Bruchim Kol HaTzadikim. When we say Shishanas Yankiv, we say Bruchim Kol HaTzadikim, as printed in today's Siddur, because in the previous editions of Siddurim of Chabad, some of them were missing the whole piece there, and also there were different versions. And it seems like that those versions were because of censorship of the government. Shehechayonu gam bayim. We make the bracha Shehechayonu before we read the Megillah, also during the daytime. Now, with regard to this, it is interesting because there is a machloikas if we say Shehechayonu or not, and the Alter Rebbe in the Siddur writes clearly that we do not say Shehechayonu by day. However, the Tzemach Tzedek wrote about this. With all due respect and with all the humility, how can I challenge my grandfather? But he doesn't accept that we cannot make the broche, because there are opinions that say that the important time of reading the Megillah is by day. So definitely you should make Shehechayonu, at least not in a way that you're not permitted to say it, but you have a choice. If you want, you can also make the broche. And he brings from many poskim that we should be able to say the broche Shehechayonu by day. The Shara Kela, he addresses it, and first he insists that you don't make the bracha like the Alter Rebbe wrote in the Siddur. But then he heard that Tzemach Tzedek clearly said that you should say Shehechayonu by day. So for sure he argues it can't be Tzemach Tzedek should be arguing against the Alter Rebbe. So he wants to imply that when the Alter Rebbe says not by day, meaning it's not an obligation to say it by day, but for sure you are permitted to make the bracha by day. And then he highlights the fact that since it's only the chazan who makes the broche, so it's only one person to make the broche, and he's yetzeh with everybody. But the Rebbe relates to this, and he adds one more point. By day, we have other mitzvahs. Like, for example, shalach monas, you cannot do it by night. You can only do it by day. So therefore, the Shehechayonu includes also the other mitzvahs, and therefore, we make Shehechayonu also by day. The Megillah Shekosov Adeni Ovis Keni Meiri Verabi, the Megillah that my grandfather wrote, the Rebbe Marash, Lenichtevu Bnei Homon Be'omud Bifnei Atzmei. The 10 sons of Homon were not written in one separate stand-alone column. V'chein loy kol amudim maschilim b'tevis hamelach. Not all columns, not all amudim start with the word hamelach. So, in general, the Rebbe Marash was known that because of his illness, the doctors encouraged him to use his hands. He was artistic and he also did carpentry. There was a table in the Rebbe's room that the Rebbe Marash built and also a menorah. And he also wrote Megillahs. So they have a copy, one of those Megillahs in the Rebbe's library. And there the Rebbe writes that the Megillah is different than the general traditional Megillahs that the 10 sons of Homon, the minig is, that we write them in one separate column. But the Rebbe Marash did not do so. And also many Megillahs, the tradition is that every page starts with the word Hamelech, but the Rebbe Marash did not write in his Megillah like that tradition, and they start with different words, many columns. Now we come to a part which I will have to resort to what most translators of the Hayyim Yem did, which is that the Rebbe Rashab made emendations to the Torah Eir. And this is a very difficult part, and it's hard to translate and get involved, especially if it's Purim, even though we should learn the Maimorim, we should learn Chassidus. So I will just give an overview about the idea that is being discussed. The Alter Rebbe is explaining why Chazal say that when Moshiach will come, there will be such a tremendous light, and all the Sforim of the Nevi'im will become nullified, besides for Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther will still stand. It will not become nullified. So, the Alter Rebbe explains in Teiroe that the reason is the level of the Nevi'im comes from such a level that the light, when Moshiach comes, will be so much stronger and will overpower the light of the Nevi'im. For example, like we see by the sun, when the sun shines strongly, when you come closer to the sun, the reflection of the sun becomes nullified, it becomes overpowered by the sun itself. The same thing is with the Nevi'im. But Megillas Esther comes from the level of Esther, it's called Esther, concealment, which means it comes from a higher level than just light. It comes from a level of concealment. It comes from a level of Atik. So in the original print, it seems like the Alter Rebbe is writing that the level of Esther, which is the level of Atik, it is the level of the concealed of all concealments. So the Rebbe Rashab takes out the word, instead of saying that Esther, which is Atik, is the level of concealment, he says Esther, which is the level of Atik, the level of concealment, not that it's two separate things. There is Esther, which is Atik, which is a level of concealment, but rather the level of Esther is Atik, concealment of concealment, like it's one thing, not two separate points, and therefore it cannot be nullified. Then there's another version, which I will not go into, and I will this time defer to all the translators who just let you know that there are emendations to the Torah Eir, and we can see it in the Maimer, which starts Yovi Levush Malchus on page Tzadik Beis Omed Aleph, Afrei Lechem Purim.